This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa na'udhu illa 'ala adh-dhalimin wal 'aqibati lil muttaqin. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik 'ala 'abdika wa rasulika Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima katheera. So I woke up this morning and I received a text with this hadith. And the person that sent me the text said, "Is this really true?" As if it's unbelievable. And it was a foreword that was put together based upon a graphic or an image that was formulated by my beloved friend, brother Sheikh Hasib Noor, about the reward of the one who stays at home during a plague. And the hadith is in Bukhari. I referenced it in the lecture that I gave about the Sahaba that died in the Amwas plague, but it's a very interesting hadith, especially when you read the authoritative commentary of Imam Ibn Hajar rahimahullah ta'ala on what the hadith entails. The Prophet ﷺ said, there's a hadith ma'aisha radiallahu anha, that whoever waits at home during a plague, yamkuthu fi baytihi wa fi riwaya yamkuthu fi baladihi, stays in their land or stays in their home during a plague. And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned three things. He said, patiently with sabr, hoping in God's reward, and believing that nothing will strike them except for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for them. Okay, so three things again, that a person stays in their home during the time of a plague with patience, hoping in God's reward, and at the same time knowing that nothing will strike them unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed it for them, that the Prophet ﷺ said that that person would have the ajr, the reward of a shaheed, the reward of a martyr. And Hafidh ibn Hajar rahimahullah ta'ala, he commented on that, and he said that this indicates that if a person meets those three criteria, again, patience, hoping in God's reward, hoping in Allah Azza wa Jalla to give them the ajr of that time, and the third one is knowing, having full yaqeen. I'm not just plugging that in there, by the way, full certainty, okay? Full certainty that nothing would be decreed except, or nothing would happen to them unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed it, unless God decreed it, that that person would have the reward of the martyr. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah said, even if a person did not die and they actually lived through it all and nothing struck them, they would still have the reward for that. And that's something that's mind-blowing to a lot of people. How could that be, right? How could it be that a person would have the reward of a martyr when all they did was they fulfilled the spiritual criteria, but nothing actually happened to them? And you have to remember that the Prophet ﷺ said that if a person goes to sleep and they're sincere in their desire, in their intention for shahada, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give them the reward of shahada, the reward of that martyrdom, even if they died in their sleep, okay? Even if they died in their bed. So there's an important concept, first and foremost, to clarify that Allah does not need our worship. Allah does not need our worship. Part of Him being al-Ghani, being completely independent of us, is that Allah doesn't need our worship. Allah does not need our obedience, right? Our obedience would not increase His kingdom in any way. Our disobedience would not decrease His kingdom in any way. So if we're looking at the Kaaba and we see it empty, that's not hurting Allah. That's a jahidi concept. That's a concept from the days of ignorance. That's a shame on us, or that's something that should cause us to sort of revisit our status as a creation with the Creator, as an ummah with with our Rabb, with our Lord, as to how we make ourselves worthy once again of being in a position to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it doesn't hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first thing, that Allah does not need our worship, right? He doesn't need it in order to establish His greatness. And He also does not need it in order to reward us fully, because in His mercy, in His grace, everything that Allah gives us is grace in the first place, right? So even if a person were to suffer in the greatest way, make the greatest sacrifice for the sake of their Lord, whatever Allah rewards us in return is still part of His grace. It's not going to be because we deserve that reward, right? So put that to the side. The second piece of this, I actually want to talk about this concept of sidq, of truthfulness. And those of you that followed the series of the firsts, we talked about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Abu Bakr the truthful, and we talked about this concept of sidq, this concept of truthfulness, and how Allah mentions the category of people sidq, the category of people of truthfulness, as a category even above the martyrs, al-anbiya, as-siddiqun, wa-shuhada, the prophets and the siddiqun, the people of truth, and the martyrs. And when Prophet was on the mountain with Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, when he was on the mountain with of Uhud with Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, radiallahu anhum ajma'een, and Uhud shook, the Prophet said, Uthbut ya Uhud, be firm, O Uhud, because you have upon you a prophet, a siddiq, a person of truth, wa shahidain, and two martyrs. And of course, the Prophet ﷺ was indicating that Uthman and that Umar and Uthman, may Allah be pleased with them, would be martyred, and that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a siddiq. So he's in a category of his own. And sidq indicates that a person is so truthful in their intention. If any of you attended the virtual khutbah, emphasis on virtual and it not actually being a khutbah, what we talked about, being sincere in your sincerity, having a niyyah sadiqa, that truthful intention. What that means is that, you know, your heart is prepared always. Your heart is prepared always to do whatever it is called to do, to yearn for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to direct our thoughts and our deeds and our actions in accordance with that yearning heart for Allah's pleasure, no matter what comes our way. And so a person who has fulfilled those three components of being sadiq, of being sabr, of being patient, of longing for Allah's reward, and having full belief and certainty in divine destiny and divine decree, that person has already fulfilled what it is that was necessary. And so once they've gotten past a niyyah sadiqa, a truthful intention is the greatest form of action. It's the greatest form of amal, because it's not the external consequence of the deed that makes it rewardable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the internal sincerity and longing for Him that makes it rewardable. And so there are also some other concepts to tackle when talking about this concept, this hadith. For example, Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who on the day of Uhud, who strove, who guarded the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had every intention of putting everything on the line in that sacrifice, in that noble sacrifice, as the Muslims were under intense battle conditions, severe battle conditions in Uhud, and he was catching arrows that were coming at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I mean, he put his body on the line for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever wants to see shaheed and yamshi ala al-ard, a martyr that walks on the face of the earth, then let them look at Talha. So even though Talha did not die in the battle of Uhud, he already had the ajr, the reward of the shaheed, the reward of martyrdom, even though he didn't pass away in the battle of Uhud. So just his longing, his niyyah, his intention, a niyyah to sadiqa, the way that he stood in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of that was enough to assure him of that reward, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. And so the idea here, once again, is that it's not about the consequence, it's about the condition of the heart. And right now, as we're living through these unprecedented times, and we're seeing unprecedented in our lifetimes, at least, I mean, obviously, plagues have happened in the past, global pandemics have happened in the past. This is not foreign to the world. Actually, I shouldn't even use the word foreign, because that's the way that it's been used, to give this virus a race. It's different for us. It's foreign to us. It's not known to us. Okay, so it's foreign to us in that we have not known this type of a pandemic in our lifetimes. But the condition of our heart, inshallah ta'ala, is what's going to count. And so the three things that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned: patient, hoping for Allah's reward, and certain in Allah's decree. Okay, that nothing will happen to me unless Allah decreed it. That is what our heart should be like. That is the condition of the heart. That is the condition of our faith that we should be seeking. And if that faith is there, then part of husn al-dhan in Allah, expecting well from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous, so merciful, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us that reward bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, even if nothing happens to us physically. So may Allah allow us to be in a condition of submission, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, in every way possible, to be prepared for whatever comes our way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not burden us beyond our scope. May Allah give us the best of this life and the next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and our families without depriving us in any way of the reward, the greatest reward that comes in these times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to pass every test that comes our way. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately allow us to pass the test of life and to meet Him in the best condition possible, to grant us the best ending and to grant us the best station in the hereafter and to grant us the best position in the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day of standing, and then the best position in paradise, in the companionship, in the neighborhood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the most righteous people to ever walk the face of this earth in Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan to all of you for tuning in. I know that it's getting more difficult with the news that's coming every day. Stay strong, inshallah ta'ala. Stay patient, stay longing for your Creator. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.